Dear listeners, this is Ankita Saraogi and today I'll be talking about the movie Runaway Bride. The dialogues in particular is a sore spot. The conversations in Runaway Bride are tedious. The character speaks in cliches and rarely have much to say, which is of interest to each other or the audience. The setup of the film, New York City, is a sea of grey buildings, taxi cabs, and endless construction sites. The small town characterization is especially painful. A barbershop quartet sings relentlessly in the town square while the kids ride ponies to the Five and Dine store. The mayor and the police sheriff gets together and join on their guitar and harmonica. Surprisingly enough, it's the sparkling chemistry between Gare and Roberts that saves Runaway Bride from drowning in sappiness. Maggie camouflaged herself with her fiancés like a chameleon. When she was to wed a devout Catholic, she walked the traditional aisle on the tunes of Ave Maria. For a wedding to a rock and roll fanatic, she crouch-surfed over to her groom. Her fourth fiancé, an avid sports buff and a football coach, proposed her via the home scoreboard during the seventh inning stretch with a ring that cradled a diamond. All these acts clearly shows her dependence on men. Ike, after gathering the actual reason of Maggie's running away from the altar, questions Maggie, "How do you like your eggs?" Not getting a proper reply, Ike deduces her of her self-acknowledgement and being lost. Maggie's response is on the mark. "I am not the only one who's lost, and you know it." With Maggie's encouragement, Ike explores the roots of his own failed marriage. As Maggie reluctantly gathers the true reason she has turned tail and trotted from a handful of weddings, she initially becomes disheartened with the idea of individuality. She dismisses the traditional fairy tale, happily ever after, when she begins the task of unmasking her own identity and avows that if she rides off into the sunset, she wants to be her own horse. Maggie knows who she is and no longer expects or remains dependent on anyone else for her own identity. From knowing herself and allowing that self to be loved, she experiences truly loving others. And Ike, in one of the scenes, is seen asking her former wife, "Did I just not see you?" As Maggie is fleeting from yet another altar, she comes to the realization that neither she nor her groom truly knows who she is. She dashes away from a group of preschool children in the church daycare just as the teacher is reading, and then the sleeping beauty wakes up. Similarly, Maggie wakes up to the feminist ideology and realizes the importance of knowing herself before committing to a life with another. The film's encouraging message of equality may have been buried under too many layers of bridal lace and satin. Not only did the critics miss the boat, but also dismissed the plot itself as overly sappy and cutesy. In fact, never in the film does a character murmur the words feminism or equality. The concrete and light-hearted references to feminism, which supports the central theme of the film, are quite subtle and indeed may have been missed by the casual viewers.